Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your host, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World.
It's Sunday, September 4th, 2022, broadcasting from the Whitfield Media Group studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is my good bud, PhD from East Ridge, Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
How you doing? I'm a faux doctor. Yeah, the fake doctor. That's what I am. But yeah, I like the title. Good morning.
Good morning to you. You know, we don't always have to have credentials on the wall to be wise people. I certainly have learned that. And I think some of us sometimes in this country have been led to believe that people have to have these heavy duty credentials. And we always think that they have the answers. Well, it's simply not true. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that later in the show. But let's take control of our health with knowledge, with some of the out-of-the-box thinking. And that's what I want to do, and my path on this show, and really my life is to empower people to, again, take control of your health. You are not a victim. You are a partner in this aging process that I certainly have just had a birthday, so I see another one coming.
My fault. When was your birthday?
I don't want people to know. So just
happy birthday. Okay,
shut
sorry.
Up.
To you.
It's already passed, and happy Labor Day for everyone.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. That'll be a day off, a little vacation.
Cheat day for food.
I'll give people excuses. Just say yes, go right ahead.
This is where you're like, where's that Dr. Green guy? Dadgummit, Clint.
I heard from him. He texted me, doing well.
Good.
We kind of chat text-wise about the same things we did on the show. A little bit about politics, a little bit about health, COVID, this, that. Certainly have missing the guy, but we life is about rolling things over, and we've rolled that one over. And had great chapter of 4.5 years with Dr. Green. Here we are with a chapter with Clint and Ed.
You know what? It'd be good to have him as a surprise guest here in the next month or so. Wouldn't that bring him back on and just say, hey, you know, give us a couple of segments.
A stellar idea.
Dr. Green update.
A stellar. You know, we should do that every quarter and just.
One segment. He can give us 15 minutes.
Yes. Come he doesn't have to be for the whole show.
No.
I want to say that September is Peripheral Artery Disease Month, and we want to make sure we always remember Vascular Institute. That, you know, I have my strong opinions on the upside and the downside of traditional medicine, but I can tell you one thing. What Dr. Lazar does is life-changing, miraculous, and the risk of the things he does is so minimal that there's no reason to not allow people like him that have vast experience to help you to be better with your health. Lack of blood flow is going to devastate our health, our movement, our quality of life as we age. And often, it is as easy to fix as a block carburetor on a car.
Yeah, and sometimes I think we forget, too, that we've made bad choices over 20, 30 years on what you're eating, or you may have some genetics you can't control, all of a sudden, that's when a doctor like him comes into play. And I'll say this too, his business model of when he sees someone in crisis of there's no weight, his business model is fantastic. I wish more practitioners had his business model.
Again, it's because it's a privately owned entrepreneur-ran situation. And when you have the big corporations are so cumbersome, so full of red tape, and also so full of agendas, which is, it's all about satisfying the stockholders or the corporation or the company. So the only agenda is how much profit can we make at the expense of anyone and everyone. And I do know there are corporations that are ethical, that actually know that if we serve people well, we will have enough clients and patients, but they don't really get that anymore. Now it's about how can we tweak the system to get another big chunk of money through the use of excessive pharmaceutical writings of prescriptions, which I want to speak about later, and through the use of too many procedures, too much testing when it may not be valid. And the thing is, I'm so frustrated with the fact they'll jump on giving you 4 prescriptions and send you to 3 scans, but they won't they won't talk about or even do the kind of blood testing that can be so revealing, that is so easy. I mean, it's invasive with one little needle,
yeah,
but it's not risky to give blood, and they won't do it. The amount of people who come to our blood testing at Nutrition World every Tuesday from 8 to 11 or the last Friday of the month, they're lining up because they have felt the need to empower themselves with their own choices. And you go to your regular doc most of the time and say, I'd like to get fibrinogen checked. Fibrinogen is very, very risky. I've seen people with high numbers. We can lower it with lifestyle changes, actually. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of a person yet get fibrinogen checked except maybe at Dr. Green's office.
Well, so, it's the concept of the focus, you know, picture, which require it. We need that sometimes, right? We need to focus in on one thing that's the problem, or the panoramic view. Sometimes if we get on a camera, if I want to get the total view of what I'm looking at, how can I capture this? Well, we didn't used to be able to do that unless you had a really expensive camera. Now I got a little button I can push. Mm-hmm. But it's the difference of I'm going to focus in on this one little piece of what I'm looking at, mm-hmm. but I want to see the whole thing. So I want to remember that. And then sometimes we just need that panoramic view of our health, of like everything.
That's where integrative medicine comes in. And Dr. Brian Johnson is Nutrition World's physician, has 25, 26 years experience, and he's seeing patients on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You can go to nutritionw.com to book your appointment. I had a guy come in 2 days ago, Clint, and I don't know him except from a distance. I've met him. He's actually a friend of Scott, my amazing, wonderful manager.
He's a great guy.
Of Nutrition World. And he went and made an appointment with Dr. Johnson. And when he came to Nutrition World after he left the building, which Dr. Johnson's right next door, he was so emotional. It was almost like he had a tear in his eye because he said he'd never been talked to and treated the way that he is with Dr. Johnson. He said, I'm going to get my wife. I'm going to get my father. I'm going to get my mother. I'm going to get somebody. He said, I'm getting the whole family to come see him. That's the kind of guy that Dr. Johnson is. So I encourage people, you're frustrated with your path of health, that Dr. Johnson's not going to replace your GP. That's the gatekeeper, actually. And we need those people. If you're in a car accident, you have a really urgent need, we need those. And they're wonderful. They're wonderful in acute care medicine. They're not wonderful on chronic care. I do want to say Nutrition World will be having really the most intense, most exciting day of the year for Nutrition World. We have not done it since COVID, but we're going to have a health fair on October 8th, and that will be from 10 to 3. We actually, my daughter, Katie, has overbooked us. Let me tell you, we bring reps in from all over the part of the United States that are really experts in their field. They give out tons of samples, answer questions, and she has got 45 different reps coming in. We have to hire a policeman to manage the traffic. We have so many things, and Vascular Institute will be there doing vascular screenings.
Wow.
I mean, this is life changing. You have so many free things. You'll walk away like the most ultimate Halloween evening of your kid when you were a kid, and you have a whole bag full of goodies. I promise. So health fair October 8th, you just show up from 10 to 3.
That's perfect. I can't wait. I'll be there for that.
Yep. And then want to put a plug in for Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness. I do a little, I'm a low maintenance guy, Clint. I know you're probably low maintenance too.
I'm no maintenance guy.
I was trying to be kind.
On your face. That was a sarcastic look. I wish you had cameras.
I was trying to be kind now.
I've been triggered, but go ahead with your low maintenance self.
Okay, all right. I'll hug you afterwards.
Thank you, sir.
So I go to Southern Surgical Arts, and I get a facial about 4 times a year. I don't do Botox. I'm not going to. I don't have anything against it. It's just not for me. I don't do filler. I want to look somewhat better than what Father Time wants me to. So I go out there. Well, Alchemy Med Spa and Wellness is doing all of these procedures, and I'll end up going over there. But what I like about them is they also embrace health. Mm. There's not a place in Chattanooga that does these kind of facial things or body things that really, really even have got health as a part of the conversation. And Dr. Lassar's daughter, Tracy's daughter, is heading up Alchemy mm-hmm. Med Spa. It's at 200 Manufacturers Road. So if you're into these health, youthful procedures and facials and this and that, look up Alchemy Med Spa.
Okay.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
Nutrition World, thanks to an amazing staff member, Christy, and partially my daughter, Katie. We have partnered with local farms in the area, one of them, Sycamore Farms, plus other ones. And we are getting, every Thursday, we get a huge shipment of fresh non-sprayed. There's no chemicals on these foods. Everything from kale to tomatoes to cantaloupe, potatoes. Then another farm is bringing us mushrooms that are unbelievable. They're so amazing looking that I think a photographer would love just to do photos of these mushrooms. That's coming every week. These are so medicinal. Lion's mane is one of them. And you, believe it or not, Clint, I looked at one the other day. In fact, one of my staff members brought it to me, I think Christy, and said, and I've read this so many times, mushrooms are the most interesting study of the botanical world I think there is, because they literally can be grown on motor oil dirt, mm-hmm. and it will purify the dirt. They get no diseases. Nothing can kill them except just getting old or being stomped on. And they have the ability to be resistant. I guess they were here when dinosaurs were here, I suppose. I haven't looked that far back. But lion's mane looks like a brain. Well, guess what lion's mane's main purpose is? To supply blood and nutrients to the brain.
Brain health, yeah.
And it has been verified very well. It's also, I just read yesterday, for H. pylori, lion's mane could be very beneficial, which is a gut bacteria we need to get rid of. And lastly, we have another farm that brings us these microgreens. Microgreens are where you take a seed and you sprout them, but you're not going to sprout them to grow into the big plant. What you do is, and they have sprouts of broccoli and cantaloupe and many different foods. There is enough studies to be very convinced that broccoli sprouts can actually cure breast cancer and prostate cancer. That is the power. They're 100 to 200 times stronger than eating broccoli.
All right, if I was a doctor, insert my pushback here. This is because you like pushback. Mm-hmm. I would love to see those studies, because if I was a doctor hearing that, my initial gut would be curing is a tough word.
Right. Well,
doesn't that make sense?
It does make sense. And I understand, and I would respect the questioning of that. Right now, you could go to, I don't really like Google because they're algorithms. I found a new search engine called Brave.com.
Okay.
Brave. And they do it the old fashioned way of algorithms. They actually tell you everything you want to know, and you get to decide what is valid and what's not for
you. But you can look that study up there, or this.
And all you got to do is go on to, I'd go to Brave.com instead of Google, but go in there and look up broccoli sprouts cancer.
Okay.
And you'll see studies, or, and I haven't done it, but I will guess it's going to be true, and I may do it during the break, PubMed, which is the government's place for all the studies to go to. I'm going to look up broccoli sprouts here in a minute, and I'll talk about it in the third segment.
Okay. So, and when are you going to look that up? During the break?
It's called During the Break. I'm going to look it up. Yes. Okay. Call me out on it if I don't.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
This is how you get kicked off a show, ladies and gentlemen. It was a fun run with Clint Powell, decided to retire after about 6 weeks.
Yeah, John's going to be solo for a while here. All right. It is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a guest talking about breast cancer and a few of some good important points on that. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rick Davis Golden Diamonds is your number one stop for buying and selling fine jewelry, antiques, watches, and coins. Are you ready to take the next step with your significant other? Love is in the air, and Rick Davis has you covered for all your wedding and engagement rings. Their annual bridal sale is going on now. They're buying and selling every day at Rick Davis Golden Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, or online now at rickdavisgoldendiamonds.net. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company, it's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my buddy Clint Powell. I guess I could actually say partner.
Yeah.
And I want to say real quick, Clint, you know, I said that during the break I was going to look up something. One is I didn't look it up. I'll do it during the break. And then thirdly is you have your own podcast called During the break.
Yeah. I was setting you up for in the first segment. I'm like, that's a great segue. But no, I have a podcast because of what you said. You know, I want to do stuff during the break and people don't get to see or hear it. So, yeah.
So I now can not feel guilty about ignoring your during the break.
You have been forgiven, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Years and years ago, I've been doing this, what I consider, I guess, you know, nutrition, holistic counseling, all the whole big wellness thing for about 43 years. And I don't know, well, the guest coming up here can tell me the date probably, but many of us remember Mary Ellen Locher. Mm-hmm. And I don't think 20, 30-year-olds might, but anybody over 40 probably would. One of the most notable newscasters in Chattanooga. And she became ill with breast cancer and had a long run with it, and I will say battle or whatever word you want to choose. And of course, we have the Mary Ellen Locher funds, we have the building, we have this, we have that. Well, the thing about Mary Ellen Locher, and I've said this many times because we've talked about the goodness of what came from her eventual passing, but she was a person who had a leg in both worlds. She had a leg in the traditional medical model. She had also had a leg in my world. She would come to me every 3 to 4 weeks for years, and we balanced with good advice based in medical literature with approval, partially, I guess, it was up to her to get the approval of her regular people to combine nutrients with the regular treatment. Well, what does that do? That helps to lessen side effects and also enhances the benefit. The issue was back in Marilyn Locher's day, we didn't have a lot of research. We have so much now that it is, you can't even debate this subject yet. The traditional model still seems to ignore the effect, the benefits of some of this, like even vitamin D and things. But getting my rant out of the way, Clint, and the guest that we have, Cindy Perry from Mary Ellen Locher Scholarship Fund, welcome to Vital Health Radio, Cindy.
Thank you so much for this opportunity, Ed.
Yes. Well, I've learned something that I really was not aware of, something called Mel's Club, M-E-L-S Club. Tell people and listeners what that is in regard to Mary Ellen Locher.
Mary Ellen Locher was very committed to not only overcoming her battle with cancer, but also spreading education to others. And Mel's Club is a breast health education program for teenage girls, or, you know, any young woman. We try to teach girls that taking care of yourself and your breast health at an early age is normal, natural, and necessary, so that if it does happen to you, a diagnosis, or someone close to you that you love, you will not be afraid, because you will have been educated, and that will take away some of your fears.
So this is a program for younger girls to understand how to self-examine. Is that the bigger part, or what is it?
Yes. What we do is I'll go into schools. I usually work with ninth graders, freshmen, because that's where most schools will teach their wellness classes. And we will have several components. We'll talk about myths and misconception of breast cancer. Girls believe crazy things like, if you sleep in your bra, you're going to get breast cancer, or if you get hit in the chest, you're going to get breast cancer, because it's not a topic that they normally talk about comfortably with their moms, their stepmoms, the other women in their family. We'll also talk about about prevention. We'll talk about how to recognize warning signs of breast cancer. I will bring a survivor, and that survivor will share her story of how she has overcome and dealt with a breast cancer diagnosis. We will show them things like a breast implant. Girls are fascinated with reconstruction. We'll show them a drainage tube that you come out of the hospital with. We'll let them try on a mastectomy bra with a prosthesis. I'll have models where I'll show them, here's a model, find the lump. We'll talk about the difference between a lump and a cyst.
Wow.
We will also talk about self-exam. We use a tool called the Pink Daisy Wheel, and this is an app that the girls can download, and it gives them a monthly reminder that it's time to do a self-exam. We'll teach them how to do it. Think of your breast as a daisy and draw flower petal shapes to make the motions of self-exam. So that's a visual image that they can understand. And then at the end, we'll conclude with role plays where the girls will act out things like, I found a lump in my breast 2 months ago, but I'm so embarrassed, I don't know what to do. So we'll have two girls talking to each other about it in a role play. Another role play is, your mom is 45 and she's never had a mammogram. What can you do to encourage your mom to get a mammogram? One of the things we talk about is mammograms and why it's important to have them. We'll talk about how you get them done. But we do this in a fun, more lighthearted way, not to make fun of the disease, but just with a little bit of humor so the girls will not be so fearful. I'll walk in a room and I'll say, I'm the boob lady and we're here to have a great time. And they laugh, it breaks the ice, and you know, then we move on. We also talk about the fact that you can get diagnosed with breast cancer as a teenage girl. And I'll show pictures of real-life girls who that has happened to. One of our scholarship winners with the Mary Ellen Looker Scholarship Fund, her name is Zoe Hamilton. She was diagnosed at 20 years old. She is now a student at Southern Adventist University, majoring in nursing, planning a career in nursing after her own battle with breast cancer, mastectomy, reconstruction, everything as a young adult in her 20s. So this is a program I'm very passionate about. No one else is doing it, and it's very needed because we've got to get past that notion of, I can't get breast cancer, I'm too young, or I can't get breast cancer, nobody in my family has ever had it.
Wow, that is a very ambitious program, and I love the fact that, you know, some people think, well, you go to school just to learn intellectual things, but really and truly, I think so much of schooling has missed the boat of realistic knowledge and wisdom. This is one of those planting of seeds at that age also is could be lifelong, because they won't forget it, even if it's years and years down the road. And of course, most girls don't get it until older, but we have to educate when we're younger to set patterns and set thinkings. And that's very impressive. I wish that in school we could offer more programs that would offer, you know, like better ways to teach them how to manage money, because without good budgets and good money management, they're going to have a really difficult life. And then you teach them how to really eat well, not by the government standards, which is so off the chart, ridiculous, but to actual, like, eat broccoli. Broccoli is what really can change the liver P450 system that does decrease the level of some of these toxic plastics and hormones that are creating cellular changes. We did not used to have 20-year-old women ever, hardly. Now, it could happen, but generally our environment is what's causing so much of this increase that is controllable. And when you don't eat cruciferous vegetables, your liver can't detox these phytoestrogens from water bottles and from all these perfumes and from all these chemicals that are causing cellular changes. So I love the fact that you are doing this. Is a perfect example, I think, for a model for so many other categories of teaching life wisdom, because that's what you are doing. And it sounds like you have got it nailed down from A to Z.
Well, I appreciate that.
Well, I was just going to say, one of the things that I love about it, and you've alluded to it, and you bring up the money and health and what we're eating, it's just getting used to having the conversations. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's yes, you're removing the fear. Yes, you're showing them how to prevent, or at least to catch it early if there's a problem. But that's the issue. A lot of times we get used to not talking about these air quote taboo topics or these difficult topics because we figure everybody will figure it out. And then there's a problem. And now all of a sudden you don't have the skill set. You don't have you don't feel like you've been given permission to actually have the conversation. So the fact you're getting them used to talking about it early removes that initial barrier. That's the big thing to me.
Well, one of the things that we recognize is that the home lives of today's students are can be dysfunctional, and can be non-traditional. And so you may think to yourself, well, that's something your mom or your stepmom will talk with you about. But it's not, because for one thing, you know, they may not have knowledge themselves. Mm-hmm. They may not be practicing good breast health themselves. And so if you don't do it, practice it yourself, you cannot teach it to your teenage child. And so we come in as a community partner and say, let's introduce this topic to you, and then you can take it back to your family. One of the things we do is we give the girls a bag of, we call it a goodie bag. It's got little trinkets that teenagers like, a lip gloss with the scholarship fund logo, information on a glossary of terms, like what does chemotherapy mean? What is a lumpectomy? So they can take it back to the other women in their family and say, look, this is what the boob lady gave me at school today. And mama, have you ever done your breast self-exam? Or have you had a mammogram? I've never heard you talk about going to get a mammogram. So it's carrying on not just to the generation of the student, but hopefully they're bringing the health issues into the home where, you know, not every woman has grown up or thinks about, I need to do a self-exam as a 40-year-old woman. Nobody in my family's ever had it. I don't have to worry about this.
Well, and two,
so we're hopefully educating the whole family.
Well, and I apologize for interrupting, but it seems like we've assigned that a 13-year-old or 15-year-old is maybe reluctant because they're scared or feel fearful. 30 and 40 and 50-year-old women and men can be scared too. A lot of times it's,
absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of times we don't address the things we should because we just go, if I don't look, the monster's not there. A lot of times we just ignore
exactly.
Stuff. Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me ask you.
And you mentioned something, Clint. Men can get diagnosed with breast cancer too, and we address that in the Males Club curriculum. We do this exercise we call 1 out of 8, and I'll have the girls count off to 8, and every girl that's number 8 stands up, and I'll say, look around the room. In a room this size with this many young women, 2 of you are likely to have breast cancer because the number is 1 out of 8 for women over your lifetime. But a man's chance, according to statistics from the American Cancer Society, is 1 out of 800. The girls kind of go, oh, that's not fair, but, you know, it does. We do have to address that issue. And the girls are interested in how do men discover a lump? What do they do? Do they have to have a mastectomy? Men go through everything that women do with a breast cancer diagnosis.
Interesting. And, you know, I say this before. I haven't done it in probably a year or two. I've been doing this show almost 5 years. I'll say in 1972, Nixon announced the war on cancer. 1 in 30 people had it in 1970. What have we done wrong? prevention mm-hmm. is key, but prevention has to embrace foods and lifestyle, or we will continue to go from 1 in 3 or 1 in 8 to 1 in 3 to 1 in 2 to 1 in 1. There'll be a day where almost every person will have cancer. If we don't clean up our act, we don't deal with getting sunshine properly, drinking clean water, doing cruciferous vegetables, we are only going to get worse. And as great as it is to do all this prevention, I just want to put the word out that prevention really comes down to the knife and fork and lifestyle number one, because that is how we don't get sick. And so, you know, the war on cancer has failed miserably as far as prevention. Treatment is a different story. But one question real quick, does a breast that gets hit really hard cause a risk for breast cancer?
No, it does not.
That's what I want to
hear. No physical injury causes breast cancer. It's only caused by the uncontrolled growth of cells in your body.
Beautiful.
And that's something I'll preach all day long to teenage girls.
Good. Because that, you know, that is a very common myth and a very common misconception. And I'm glad that you repeated it. Tell people how to learn more about this if they want to, like, tell their daughter or get involved.
Great.
Or learn more. What can
yes.
they do?
If you'd like to schedule a presentation, I'll come to any school, any church group, any civic group, any club. You can go to Memorial's website, memorial.org, and then Male Scholarship Fund. And on the scholarship page, there is a link that you can click on for Mel's Club. We call it Mel's Club because Mel was Mary Ellen's nickname, and she came up with the phrase Mel's Club herself. And so you click on Mel's link, and it'll give you contact information. You can also call me at 423-495-4124. That's my office number, and I'll be glad to schedule a presentation with you. My email is Cynthia_Perry, P-A-R-E. It's different at memorial.org.
I love your passion, your focus, your energy, and this is doing great work for the city of Chattanooga. Mary Ellen Locher has planted seeds that will last for another 100 years. So wonderful, wonderful. And thank you for being here on the show today, Cindy.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate this opportunity and this honor, Ed and Clint.
Thank you.
Hey, you gave Clint some respect. I was feeling sorry for him after I abused him by his not ignoring
we're good.
Him. But hey, one last thing. On the first part of the show, we're talking about these broccoli sprouts and how powerful they are in regard to prevention of breast cancer. And I said, even on PubMed.gov is where the most of the real credible studies are posted from the government. And I said, there's probably plenty on there. Well, I've looked it up. 261 studies that relate to broccoli, yes, but broccoli sprouts, which are 50 to 100 times more potent, have very credible studies for prevention and even for treatment. So for people who want to think about other things, broccoli sprouts, broccoli this, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, this has something in it that is magical called N-3-carbinol. I wanted to get that in, and we're out of time here, Clint. It flew by. Thank you, Sydney, again. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about a little bit about COVID and some of the other topics on health and nutrition. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com. I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. Here I am, Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Clint Powell, PhD from East Ridge.
You only did that for 4 or 5 years. It's going to be a hard habit to break with Dr. Green, but thank you.
Well, I used to say I was married, but it didn't take me but 2 days to say I was single. Whoops. Okay.
That's a different podcast or radio show, Ed.
There we go. Okie dokie. Hey, I want to talk about COVID just a minute. Some of the craziness still ongoing, even though, as I have said about 72 times, the pendulum always swings back toward normal with given enough time. And it is doing that, but a little crazy here. The four-year-old child who in California was forced to leave the school and because the cops were called on that little kid for not wearing a mask, completely baffling to everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, This is the continued mass hysteria brainwashing of mask. But here's what I'm thrilled about. Finally, the pendulum is actually in the media being admitted to swinging back. The CDC now admits that they had huge missteps in the response to COVID-19. I mean, for a government agency to come through and say that, one reason is because they've lost the trust of many American people. The people who, like Fauci, say follow the science, that only works if the science is honest. And most of this science was not honest. We can find science that back up nutrients that are so dishonest it's crazy, and we can find ones that are honest. We have to know how to separate those two. I want to say this. On August 15, 2022, the UK, which August 15th was only 2 weeks ago or three, UK became the first country to approve Moderna's new vaccine that is dealing with the BA-1 variant. Well, guess what? That variant's already gone, people. It's not even the primary variant now. The BA-4 and BA-5 is what's causing the sickness. That's why so many people are getting sick, because the shot doesn't work on variants. Why do we have variants? Because the virus is mutating based on vaccinations. You push any organism into a corner, it will do what it needs to do to survive. And that means change. That means fight. That means get stronger. If it doesn't kill it, it's going to get stronger. The same way cancer cells do. If you do chemotherapy and you kill 99% of them, the 1% that mutates into a stronger version will be your demise. The same with a virus. Doesn't mean that you don't do the vaccine. I think in the early stages, the same thing I said continuously, is if you have two risk factors or more, then probably the risk is less than the benefit. If you have no risk factors or minimal risk factors, check your vitamin D level. eat better, don't be overweight, control blood sugar, and watch the meds. The ACE2 inhibitors were causing problems. Proton pump inhibitors were weakening the systems. We have to further hone our lifestyle and our body chemistry to be resistant. Again, I'll say most Americans have had two viral infections a year. I'm 65. That means I've had minimum of, 130 viral infections. Viruses are not bacteria. They're actually pieces of protein. My body's healed all 130 in my life, or I would not be sitting here. The body is the king mechanism of that. Nature is my pharmacy, and that's where we can do this. But the problem is the agendas are broken. You never hear anything about from your regular people in the media or physicians about strengthening the body with lifestyle habits other than just the blanket one, like sleep well and drink water and exercise. And then next is Moderna has now thrown away 30 million doses of vaccine, and the U.S. just threw away 82.1 million because people aren't taking it anymore. Those who have become enlightened of the truth and see the true hidden agenda are waking up. They're truly waking up. So I am very, very proud of the fact that things have switched. It took a lot longer than I anticipated, but here we go. Fauci's leaving because he's nothing but a little short moron who has destroyed this country, hurt people by the millions, and did not have follow the science, even though he says he does.
Well, and if anybody wants to research, he's not had a great 30-year run in the medical world anyway when it comes to leading decisions on different crisis.
Exactly.
Crises that we have faced.
Yep.
Yeah. And real quick, I'm interested to see what the CDC does to fix those problems, because most government, especially administrative state, when they realize or admit to a problem, their solution is usually we just need more funding and more power, and that way we can fix our problems. I'm anxious to see if they ask for more, or they actually make the hard cuts and the hard adjustments to where they become an advisory to the administration instead of a decision maker. But it'll be interesting to see.
It is. That's a really good point, and it will be interesting. The thing that impresses me so much, and I hope that they continue to stay the course, what they've just done, is they said that the CDC's new guidance has put an end to the COVID vaccination pressuring, to masking only if tested positive or exposed. Makes total sense. Yes, if I am sickly, I should wear a mask because I don't want to give it to you. Masks do not protect you against the other person. And what I love more than anything I've ever read in so long from government agencies is they are stressing, in parentheses, individual decision making is important. That means putting the power back into you, and you're not a victim, and you get to actually decide based on your intuition, wisdom, and studies whether you take the shot.
Did you read the small print on that, the really fine print?
Why?
Because it says on there also, you also now can stop judging people that disagree with you and treating them like jerks. You don't have to call them names anymore, and you don't have to think they're dumb or un-American. I don't know if you read that.
Yep.
It's in really fine print. But it says the CDC now allows you to go treat people with dignity and respect, even if they disagree with you.
I love
somewhere
it,
on there.
You're the king daddy. That's good thinking. And the last thing that CDC has made a statement is 95% of this country has some immunity to COVID. That includes the non-vaccinated people. So what about the tennis player who can't even, Djokovic, can't even come over? What a freaking crock of you know what.
Yeah, it is. And I've read a few headlines still that there are school systems around the country that are still going to mandate that their children be vaccinated before they can come back to school. And I heard a podcast, or it was a clip of, I think it was Dr. Fauci, saying, you know, we mandate vaccines for students all the time, you know, whether it's the flu or, you know, whatever it is. And I was like, yeah, but that came, you know, we have a lot of history to judge those on, and we can talk about whether they work or not. But this one, we don't, it's basically still, especially in the younger kids, it's still basically a trial. It's just a mass trial. That's my opinion. And I just, there's not a 7-year-old out there that I look at and go, we should test this out on him or her, unless it's a specific instance that has unique circumstances.
Lovely, lovely. And in fact, again, the fourth leading cause of death in this country is is not experimental drugs. It's actually the ones that have been approved that are normally prescribed with the right prescriptions and taken the way that it's written is the fourth leading cause of death is prescriptions. Why are we so embracing it? In fact, I have a really good friend who told me about a clinic in Arizona. You know, walk-in clinics are popping up everywhere. Yeah. Part of that, I think, is the COVID just got people got used to going to different kind of healthcare places.
And you couldn't, real quick, the other reason I think they're popping up is if you want to, we talked about mm-hmm. this off the air, if you want to go in to see a doctor, it's 8 weeks, 10 weeks, 12 yes. weeks. And a lot of times they're like, I don't have 12 weeks. Right. I need some help in the next 72 hours.
Yep. Well, and the help that most people need is a reassurance they're not dying. And that's good.
Which Google, by the way, does not give you.
It does not give you.
I looked up stuff on Google before. I should have died 3 days ago. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to put that down and call my doctor or Ed
yes,
or something.
Sir, yes, yeah. sir. But the thing is, they have the good equipment. They are good at diagnosing. They're not good at treating, yeah. in my mind. So this great friend of mine told me about a clinic that she went to in Arizona that is a walk-in where they do what I would, in my dream, would be what would happen. You go into these walk-in clinics. They're good at diagnosing. Okay, you have a bacterial this. You have maybe pneumonia slightly. You have this or that. We're going to offer you two choices. We're going to give you some antibiotics and steroids, or you're not in a crisis. We think that you probably will get this handled on its own. But if you want the drugs, here they are. But you know what? We also do IV vitamin C to further empower your own immune system. We can give you these certain herbs to help you breathe better. That's the partnership. And wow. this, I looked it up on Google or on the website a few months ago. I mean, I was so impressed. I felt like moving to Arizona just for this one walk.
As long as your daughter can run the store and you don't move the store, we're good.
No,
you can take off
good.
Where you want to, man. You've earned it.
I've earned it, but I still got to earn some more. You know, I got 22 months of alimony left. I got it.
Again, you're taking this into another podcast, Dan. It's a relationship podcast.
This is therapy for me, son. This is how I get feeling better about it. Hey, good news, at least on our front, the NAC that is a nutrient that helps to protect lungs is now protected. It yes. will not be removed.
Good.
And I am just thrilled to death. And if you go to YouTube, Nutritional's YouTube on NAC, I think I've up to 350,000 views. I'm actually getting paid for that YouTube. Wow. So I explain what NAC does, which is the master detoxifier of our body. You take NAC, it's going to turn to something called glutathione. Glutathione is what takes that. The diesel fumes you breathe coming over here, if you're behind a car that had or bus, it's going to poison you unless you have a lot of glutathione. You can actually, glutathione can detox almost any chemical, including my tequila at night. Mm. I do drink good, clean tequila, but it's still a toxin.
I like how you, real quick, that's like me saying, I eat good, clean donuts. I mean, my donuts are super clean, and they're the ones that look really good with the icing on it. But I'm just kidding. Hey, can I ask you a quick question yeah. about the NAC?
Yeah.
I know we don't have much time, but first of all, thank goodness about NAC. I can't stop buying it like a squirrel yep. collecting nuts. I got six bottles at the daggum house. Second thing, though, is can you take too much NAC, which I'm assuming you can, like with all products, or is that something that you need to research first?
There's not much danger of too much. I think it's a diminishing return. I don't think we need to take more than, if I was sick, I'd be doing two pills maybe three times a day for a week. Preventatively, I think one pill in the morning, one at night, 500 milligrams is plenty.
That's what
plenty,
I needed to know.
Plenty,
perfect.
Plenty. So I am excited about that.
Yes.
Because that is a big win. Now, we still are fighting another bill from Durbin, which is on our Facebook, on Vital Health Radio, and on Nutrition World that we need to keep complaining about, because if it passes, it could be devastating across the board, not just one nutrient. But we'll just keep our fingers crossed. And I'm doing all I can. I'm contributing money and making sure that people are doing, if they were willing to do, the online complaining about that. I want to say real quick, there's a book. I've mentioned it about three times. It's one of the finest books I've ever listened to on Audible on our health, and it has to do with our breathing. And it's by a guy named Nestor, and it's called Breath. But I finished it again for the second time as I sit at Panera most Sundays. I sit there and read for 2 to 3 hours. That's my kind of downtime for myself. What this guy did is that he went to a physician, and he was so into these philosophy of breathing, because the ancients have used breathing techniques to actually cure diseases. There's Zen monks who can sit on big piles of snow in the forest and actually melt the snow because they have this breathing technique that keeps their temperatures high. But the book Breath, he talks about it because he was a self guinea pig. The docs clogged his nose up for 240 hours. That's only 2 weeks, I think. And what happened was they monitored him 100% for every component of his blood chemistry down to everything. Well, in within 1 week of not breathing through his nose, blood pressures soared. He got a sinus infection. He started snoring, which he never had before. Brain fog was absolutely horrible. And something called heart rate variability, which I use, I get from my Aura ring. I get that reading. In fact, I'm going to let you borrow that Aura ring today, Clint.
You sent it on the air.
I got a second one on the car, and I'm going to let you borrow it because you're going to be the guinea pig. I want to see what your HRV, heart rate variability, and your level of sleep is because it's life-changing. But to get down, because we're running out of time here, the whole, if you wanted to distill this whole book down to one thing, and this me telling you this will not make it happen because it is not easy. To have perfect health that relates to your breathing, you do no, 5.5 seconds of in-breath, then you do 5.5 seconds of out-breath, and that is what regulates this whole nervous system called the parasympathetic sympathetic. This is what makes your blood pressure come down. This is what creates less anxiety. This is, it's not easy to do, people. I've practiced off and on for 20 years. About, you know, 5.5 seconds in and 5.5 seconds out. If you practice it for 5 minutes a day, it can start changing habits.
Is that the box breathing where you hold your breath too, or is this different?
You don't have to hold
okay,
on this.
Okay.
There's a place for that, but you just practice it for 5 minutes, you know, and a half in, 5.5 out. So that's an easy, certainly inexpensive, cheap tip of the day.
I love it.
All right, my friend. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I have a little bit of words of wisdom and a couple more tips to empower you. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell and Ed Jones, stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Guess what? We talk about it all on During the Break podcast, which you can find on your favorite podcast platform. Religion, politics, business, marketing, sales, exercise, nutrition, entertainment, adventure, life. Plus, I do some solo episodes about lessons I've learned along the way. You name it, we talk about it on During the Break podcast. Just search it on your favorite podcast platform. During the Break podcast. With Clint Powell.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize U Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeUChattanooga.com.
It's getting hot and crazy. Tiptoe run across the parking lot. Hot is on the way. Yep, crazy hot is coming. That means your AC will be working overtime. Call Carter Heating and Air. You know the drill. You leave for work in the morning, everything feels great. Walk in the house that evening and it's hot. Yes, crazy hot. Call Carter Heating and Air, 899-1500. Don't live with crazy hot. Carter can help. Online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World with my partner buddy Clint Powell. There's a book that I have been reading for probably 3 or 4 years called Dropping the Struggle by Roger Houston. His books, which regard our focus on poetry and kind of an interpretation of it, really has saved me on many levels. I've started reading it, again, I hate to keep bringing up my divorce, but I was reading it 2 years before I actually was capable of doing it. And it was very supportive of me in so many levels. And it has been supportive of many little mini crises in my life or turning points. But this is one of the pieces out of one of the latest book, Dropping the Struggle. The only time you can consciously be present in your life is right now, in this moment. No matter what you are doing or not doing, washing dishes, writing a book, walking the dog, staring into space. If you're fully immersed in the present, aware of the life streaming through your body, then life is so meaningful that the question of meaning and purpose doesn't even arise. If we human beings have any ultimate purpose, surely it must be this: to let go of our resistance to life as it is showing up now. Now, in this moment, whatever it looks like, rosy or dark. This is what the sage Krishnamurti meant when he said, "This is my secret. I don't mind what happens." Now, not minding what happens is not giving up, and it's not being rolled over by life. It is being present with a type of awareness and loving awareness that allows you to actually make the best judgment decisions to move past that point in life. I love Ram Dass. He's passed away a year or two ago, and you know, his whole mantra was, "I am loving awareness." And it's a putting yourself in a place of observation rather than being caught up in the ego thinking. So I recommend that book, Dropping the Struggle, Roger Houston. It's a beautiful, beautiful written book. I want to say one thing. I talked about this probably 10 years ago, and I had completely forgot about it. And someone did a little video on this just a week ago. You know, we all think, oh, if we lived in a world that we could cure cancer, heart disease, and diabetes, man, how much better and longer we would all live. Well, you can look this up. It's very, very well researched. And at first, you're going to be like shocked by this. The truth absolute is, if we eliminated tomorrow all the cancer, all the heart disease, and all the diabetes, you know how much longer we would actually extend our lifespan? Most people, including health professionals, say about 20 years. Not true. The longest we will extend our lifespan is 3 years. That's if we eliminated all three of those diseases. Here's the reason. The reason you get those diseases is because the entire mechanism, chemistry-wise, of your body is starting to fail. Those were what cropped up because of the ultimate failure of your body's function, mitochondrial function, nutritional function. It was already going downhill. You didn't just get cancer. You got a bunch of other things, dozens of which were going on under the surface that then presented that as one of the things. That was just a diagnosable thing. The aging itself is what was decimating your system. And so it's not going to make you live longer. So what this says to me is, let's maybe lessen the massive fear of this cancer, diabetes, and heart disease. That doesn't mean don't do the right things, but that's not going to cure you. If you were cured with a knife or a drug or this, you still have everything else going wrong unless you embrace this type of philosophy that I believe in, which is supporting the body. You know, again, take control of your health is my motto, by empowering yourself, empowering it by creating a team of people, and those people can be podcast people.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you know that. How much, well, I mean, the amount you've educated yourself with podcasting is far more than all your schooling, probably.
I had a low bar, too. I mean, you start off kind of low. You have nowhere to go but up. I want to say something I've tried the last month that may go to this. I talked about it on podcast in the past, but I have tried on a daily basis, and I'm hit or miss. I'm at least 4 to 5 days a week. Instead of listening to podcasts or listening to books, I'm starting to go back to what I used to love, and I'm holding a book. And I'm sitting down for 30 minutes and I'm reading a book. You can't have music on. You can't have the TV on. The smell of the pages. Anyway, the habit and the discipline that seems to be helping me. It's making me focus and I feel so much better after that 30 minutes.
That is a meditative path.
Yeah.
It truly is. Because again, like you said, you don't have the TV. You don't have the radio. You don't have distractions. We are in a... Most of us, including me, have been many times in my life in a chaotic mental state, but yet that's become so normal that when I'm not chaotic, I'm actually crashing because I'm not in chaos.
And I know we're up on a clock, and I don't want us to, but we look at pollution as what the air is, what we're drinking and what we're eating. We don't understand that pollution also is what we're hearing and what we're feeding our brains. That's pollution, too. We just can't see it.
And one of the biggest fears of many people in this country is having silence and not having a toy to distract yourself, or an entertainment, or a drink, or the food, or the exercise. You can use healthy things and still be caught up in massive distractions, like going to the gym too often. Heck, I've been there.
Absolutely.
Oh gosh, I've got an hour to spare. What the heck am I going to do? I better run to the gym. Back in the day when I had time, I don't have that now. Well, brother, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. We do thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and empowered day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.